Hello, hello. Welcome back to Oh That Couple, starring myself, Sandra,
and Eric. Sit back, relax, and let's get right into it.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. It's 2022, and we are back with another podcast. I know it's been a long time, but with the world right now, our lives were flipped upside down multiple times.
Yeah, but I would agree. I would testify to that.
But we're back and better than ever, and we're so excited to sit down for the new year and, you know, get right back into our podcasting, which we haven't done in so long, so I don't know if we sound rusty, but hopefully.
I'm sure we'll get it back quite quickly.
Yeah, hopefully everything is working out. But we're so excited. I think I've said excited like 5 times. So let's get
right. That just goes to show how prepared we are for these podcasts.
Yes.
All right. But Sandra, what's the first topic for today?
So before we even get into the first topic, as you could tell by the title, we're going to talk about our 2022 goals. Personally, I love to know people's goals. I guess it's like a bit of like nosiness, but I like to know people's goals because then I know how to set my own goals and kind of where to aim.
Kind of motivates you too.
Yeah, and it motivates you, and everyone gets motivated for the new year. But this podcast is here to kind of teach you on how to set these goals, be motivated, but then continue with them throughout the year. Because a lot of people get excited. It's the new year, new you. So you set goals and then you kind of give up. Now, I'm not saying we're perfect. We definitely have some goals here and there that we've kind of like, you know, pushed under the rug along the way throughout the year. But we want to show you how we set our goals, what we do, and how we accomplish them. So now let's get right into it. So our first point for today is the importance of setting a goal. So why do we set goals? I'm sure everyone knows it's because you're trying to achieve something new, become someone new. That's why it's kind of like,
or you know, the same, the better version new year, of new yourself.
Yeah, become the better version of yourself. And that's mainly why we do it as well, right? Every year we want to be better than we were last year.
Oh yeah. And I think like one of the best quotes or kind of sayings that we both like to go by is like, we never try to be comfortable with who we are now. We try to like put ourselves in the uncomfortable. That's why we set these goals, so that we can put ourselves in the uncomfortable, and that's how you grow.
Yeah. You don't want to, I know we've talked a lot about it. It's very uncomfortable to be in the uncomfortable.
Oh yeah.
I know it sounds funny, but when you're putting yourself, like, you literally know, okay, I need to put myself in an uncomfortable situation. Like, when we first started the podcast, you guys don't understand how uncomfortable that was.
Yeah.
Honestly, I hate public speaking, but I think I like to do podcasts because no one's watching you. It's just Eric and I just talking. But even when we first started, it was awkward even kind of like between us because we weren't used to that. We've never done that before.
We're speaking into a mic. So yeah, there is going to be that little bit of unsettled like kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's something new, right? And whenever a person experiences something new, you're in the uncomfortable. But, you know, that made us evolve. And now we're like way more comfortable talking to a microphone and telling you guys our story or tips and tricks, which is what our podcast is all about. So the importance of setting a goal is literally to improve yourself for the new year. You do not want to stay, if you've had bad habits, you do not want to stay in those bad habits. You want to put yourself in the uncomfortable situations that would allow you to grow and to become a better you. So for our second point, it's where to begin with your goals. So after you set a few goals, there's different types of like goal setting techniques. And if you guys just like YouTube, like how to set goals, you'll see different types by even like different philosophers, like how they tend to set their goals, and you can follow whatever format you like. We just set 5 goals for this year, I believe. So, where to begin with your goals? Sit down, you know, paper, pen, maybe iPad, maybe iPhone for, you know, I don't know, some people to have everything on your iPhone. I suggest you have a paper and a pen, and you sit down and, you know, jot 1 to 10 or 1 to 5, and just think about who you want to be this new year, right? Or where do you want to be in this new year or after this year, right? So in 2022, I want to be healthier. Okay, so set goals that are going to make you be healthier. Or I want to be fit. Okay, that's kind of like, it doesn't explain enough. So you need to go a little bit more into depth, and you'll see that in our goals. You'll see exactly how to kind of go a little bit deeper so that you don't slack with your goals.
Yeah, and to kind of expand on your thought there, I think the best way to, in my way of explaining it, would be imagine the perfect version of yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, what does that look like? Kind of like what Sandra already stated, like, you want to be healthy, you want to be fit, you want to be maybe financially secure. Okay, well, now you can revolve yourself around those goals
mm-hmm.
of who I want to, or what that perfect version of myself looks like. Yeah. And we already mentioned a couple ways of how you could set your goals in our earlier or previous podcasts. So like an example could be like SMART. If those of you that are just listening right now, SMART goal is basically an acronym that's that helps achieve tangible goals. So for example, like S would be specific, like you don't want to be too general with your goals. M is measurable, you want to make sure that your goals are kind of mm-hmm. like what I said previously, tangible. You don't want to make it too big to the point where you get overwhelmed with it.
Yeah, or too small where it's like
too easy.
It's like, you know, you want to get fit. Okay, I don't want to say it's too easy, because like, if you think about it, like if you want to be fit, you don't start working out 6 days a week. Start with 1 to 2 days, okay? And then work your way up every few weeks or so. Like increase after 2 weeks, you know, you've done 1 to 2 days a week. Start doing 3 days a week. And then, so I take that back.
Hey, we're learning on like along on the spot way, right? Yeah. Now, you know?
But like Eric said, SMART goals, you can also Google that, and it kind of goes more into depth. So then you can follow. That's another format of how to set goals, which you could follow. For our third point, it's how to be accountable with your goals. So we've talked a lot about having accountability partners. I truly believe in accountability partners. Even before this year, I had an accountability partner, and we pretty much at the end of the day, we would kind of text each other on how we reached these goals that we set for ourselves and whether or not we failed. Now, if you fail, let's say your top 3 goals, then you kind of put like yourself in an uncomfortable situation that makes you not fail those goals. So for us, it's kind of like, okay, if you you know, sleep in past 6:30, since my goal was wake up at 6:30 every day. If I sleep in, if I don't get up at 6:30, sorry, then I would owe my accountability partner some money, and then she can do whatever she wants with it. So it's like that kind of like uncomfortable feeling. It's like, you don't want to lose money. You don't want to pay someone because you decided to sleep in.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's like the great thing about having an accountability partner. Now, not everybody can have that. So you kind of have to, some people do accountability through like social media. So like they'll post every day that they wake up, you know, on their story, and it proves to whoever's watching, like you don't know who cares or who doesn't, but it's like an accountable feeling. Like you feel like, okay, I need to get up and I have to post the fact that I woke up on my Instagram so that I have this feeling of accountability, and it keeps me going.
Yeah.
Another way.
And like, just to kind of mm-hmm. like, I kind of want to talk a little bit deeper in terms of like social media. Like a lot of people may not be comfortable with that, but the harsh reality is that when it comes to accountability, it's not something that you can, I'm not saying that it's not impossible, but it's very hard to just do it by yourself.
It is.
Just think about it, like accountability, what does that mean? You are basically telling someone or something that you are going to do a certain task and you want to make sure that you are
held
to that. So it's going to be a little bit harder because we all know that ourselves, like we're the most laziest people ever. Like not us specifically, but I'm just talking about people in general.
People in general, yeah, they like to be lazy. It's a comfortable feeling.
It's a very comfortable feeling.
To be lazy.
Exactly. And like, for example, like to kind of go on more in depth with like the accountability part, like Sandra just finished doing her 75 hard challenge. Maybe we'll speak about that a little bit further in our next podcast, but I'm currently in the middle of mine, and one of my goals was to take a shower for anywhere between 15
a cold shower.
Yeah,
you haven't mentioned that. You said take a shower.
Oh no, sorry, yeah, take a cold shower anywhere between 15 to 20 seconds, but I have to do that every single day, no break.
Yeah, and you guys might not be aware of this, but like some people might have realized, like, wait, cold showers aren't in the 75 hard challenge. That's because we took the 75 hard challenge idea and kind of restructured it to our goals, not the goals that were set in the 75 hard. So
we took the principle of that challenge and we just kind of tailored it towards what we want to be doing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why Eric chose to do cold showers.
Yeah. And even though I'm not like doing what Sandra was doing where she was, if she doesn't complete a certain task or whatever, she would owe some money. The fact is that I told her that I would be doing the 75 hard challenge and now I don't want to go through the day and then realize that I haven't done it because, well, Sandra's also hard on me too. So like, I'm thankful for that. But that's what I'm basically trying to say is that when it comes to accountability, it's going to be very difficult to just do it by yourself. Yeah. So having someone there, it could be even like your parents and stuff. Like if you're not comfortable with social media, just have someone family. That you care about that you want to mention it to. Make sure it's not someone that's like, and I've had this before where I would have a family member, and maybe this was just because of communication, but like it wasn't as serious. Mm-hmm. So having someone that really cares about you and like you have that constant communication with, that would be a good accountability partner.
Exactly. And let's say you don't have someone that wants to do it with you every day, right? Where you're keeping each other accountable every day. Maybe you just pick a friend and you're like, you know what? Can you just keep me accountable for like waking up at 6:30 every day? Every day I have to text you, or at the end of the week, you know, I let you know, hey, I did it or I failed. Now, I know that it's not like someone's there watching you and making sure you're actually doing it. You can easily lie to someone and be like, I did wake up at 6:30, but I actually didn't.
Hmm.
Now, that depends on the kind of person you are. If you want to be honest and take this seriously, then take it seriously. If you're just going to slack around still, then just don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it. Or some people, like, if they fail with the 75 hard challenge, if you fail, technically, you're supposed to restart from day one. Doesn't matter if you're on day 60, day 72. If you fail, you gotta
start over.
Yes, you gotta start over. So maybe that's something you want to keep, you know, accountable. It's like, I don't want to give up because then I'll have to go back to day one. And a good way of doing that is through, like, a calendar. Like, I bought this glass calendar from Winners, which I actually have to start using since it's a new year because I actually just realized I completely forgot about it. But you can, you know, every month you can put an X or some kind of symbol on that day showing yourself that, you know, you got all the goals or all the things that you wanted to get done.
Yeah.
And that's a way of keeping yourself accountable. And it makes you feel like good on the inside because you get to see like visually on this calendar what you've gotten done. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And like to kind of reiterate on what you were saying is like we are very visual people.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm learning this as I go as well. Like I really struggle with an agenda.
Yeah.
But I really struggle with that. So I'll try to, you know, kind of memorize what I have to do throughout the day. And it just kind of becomes a huge cluster.
Yes, please never do that. I lecture Eric on an agenda and the importance of our brains are not good enough to remember everything.
Well, and also in terms of accountability, our brains just don't want to be accountable. Yeah. And so, like, having something that is a visual point, you know, like, has, I'm pretty sure everyone can relate to us, but, like, when you have a to-do list and then you start crossing off those lists, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel productive. So, like, just having that visual mm-hmm. really makes you feel like you're being productive. You're getting somewhere. You're not just staying in the same place. You're actually progressing.
Right. So those are the three tips for setting your, you know, your New Year goals. Now we're going to get into our five New Year goals for 2022.
All right. Well, in terms of my New Year resolution goals, my first one would be to become a more godly man. In our previous podcast, we did basically reveal that we are followers of Christ. So yeah, we're just going to get a little bit more intimate with that kind of stuff. But yeah, my first goal would be to become a more godly man.
And for me, it would be the same thing, but of course, be a more godly of a woman. Yeah, be more a woman.
Become a godly man.
Be a woman of God. So whether that's through, you know, prayers and surrounding ourselves with, you know, people with similar interests, going to church, and kind of a new thing we started. To make this goal possible is we started devoting our time to a church on Sundays.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that goal has already begun. It kind of started before the new year. But
says you can't start your goals before the
exactly.
new year?
Exactly. So, guys, you don't have to wait until the new year. You can start a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
So that's our first goal. Second goal, Eric.
My second goal is to become more financially stable. I'm not going to go into too much depth here, but just because that's more personal for me. But in simpler terms, I just want to become more financially free.
Mm-hmm. And what are some things that you can do that will take you there?
Definitely make more than I spent. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. You should be making more than you spent.
In terms right now of us being students and stuff, that's not very realistic. So yeah. to make this goal more realistic, it would just to basically set your priorities straight, to not just spend money wherever you can, to also kind of
Learn to save, exactly.
Save more than you do spend. But eventually, when you do start working, or when I start working, it would be to make more than I spend.
Yeah, there you go. For my second goal, it would be to work on my discipline. Now, I know this is kind of vague. Like, okay, I can just write that down and it never really goes anywhere. But I know what this means. So this, again, relates back to my New Year's goal. So I would be more disciplined if I hit these New Year's goals on the daily, or when I had my accountability partner, we were really becoming disciplined because we were constantly tracking what we were doing throughout the day. So the goals we wanted to do throughout the day. So that was a way of becoming more disciplined. And I think for working on my discipline, I'm also going to use that calendar that I told you guys about. So there I can write kind of like my workouts, you know, things that need to get done and all that jazz. So that's how I'm going to kind of work on my discipline. I really, really like people who are disciplined. So I always try to be more disciplined. I like when people say that they're going to do something and then they're going to actually do it. And that's the kind of person I want to become. Right now, I'd say I'm like a 75% to 80% kind of person.
You're quite disciplined,
yeah, I would say. Yeah, but I want to be, you know, like 99% disciplined.
Why not 100%?
Because 100 would be like every single day, but it's kind of like you want to relax on the weekends or like take Sundays off, you know?
I think the proper wording for that would be balanced lifestyle. So you can still be dedicated 100%, but mm-hmm. it's just having that proper balance to where you can really let go and just let loose.
Yeah.
And like, I know quite a few YouTubers that actually do that exactly.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing that I'm trying to say is like, they have a very balanced lifestyle. They're very dedicated and they're very, disciplined. Like from Monday to Friday and then from Saturday till Sunday, they're just
relaxing.
They're let loose. Yeah, they're relaxing. They're sleeping in, doing whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Like,
exactly. But that's something I always want to work on. So I put it on my New Year's goals so that I can kind of like go back to it after a year and be like, well, did I reach that discipline that I really wanted to? And it needs to be tracked. So I'm going to try to use a calendar and, you know, set goals and then kind of like cross them off and whatnot. But yeah. For our third goal, Eric.
Well, actually, before I do get into my third goal, I really like that goal. I completely forgot to even put that as one of my goals. So I might have like a sixth goal, just saying. So yeah, that would be like to become more disciplined because I love that. And like some of my goals that we will be talking about a little bit later kind of goes hand in hand with being more disciplined. But my third goal is to do more and talk less. So I feel like we all can kind of relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
I really struggle with it because there's a lot of things. I'm a very,
talk more than you do.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I do the exact opposite what I'm trying to do.
And I catch him in the act quite a lot.
So a good example, and I'll say this after Sandra says her goal, but it will be a really good example of what I mean by do more, talk less. Yeah.
That ties into discipline. So I would maybe even link your discipline into that because you do more than you kind of talk, right? Like if you're going to speak something to existence, go and do it.
Make sure you do it no matter how difficult it is, you know.
Or how uncomfortable.
I'm sure everyone else struggled with that at the beginning, you know, like it's always difficult. Where do you even start? But I think it's just starting that really matters. But like, that's the thing, right? That's the hardest part. That's the learning curve. But we all know that once when you get past that learning curve, it's just up from there.
Yeah. Yeah. So my third goal is to work out 5 days a week. So the past few months during doing that like 75 hard challenge, I've been working out every single day. Literally every single day.
Same here, yeah.
I will not recommend anyone to do that. Because it was hard and I kept on craving rest.
Yeah, that's true. We were at one point, like, I wouldn't say burnt out, but we were getting there.
Yeah, it was kind of more like I was starting to hate what I was doing. And it shouldn't feel like that. I am so sorry. What is that sound?
That's our fridge.
That's our fridge. Okay. If you hear that, please excuse that. There's no way for us to remove that. But I want to work out 5 days a week, and in my journal, I even wrote 30 minutes to 1 hour of movement. So it doesn't matter if it's just 30 minutes, if it's 35 minutes, if it's an hour, I've hit my workout goal, and that's what I want to do. I just want to work out Monday through Friday, and if I feel like working out Saturday or Sunday, I'll go do it. But if I don't, I'm going to rest and recover.
You won't feel obligated to work out on those specific days.
Yes. Because just working out every single day, it takes a huge toll on your body. And I honestly don't know why I did that. But I know like the 75 hard challenge, that was like part of it. Like you have to work out 45 minutes inside, 45 minutes outside every single day. Now, I didn't do it to that extent. I like did 45 minutes of working out inside, and even that was too much. I don't understand how some people do it twice. I think that's overdoing it. But
eventually you can get to that, but again, the whole reason why we're having this podcast right now is so that we can talk about reaching tangible goals.
Yes.
And this is exactly what Sandra was doing. She's not saying I'm gonna work out 6 to 7 days a week. I'm gonna work out 5 and then we'll see where that goes.
Yeah. And Eric, what is your fourth goal?
So this kind of ties in with my third goal, but my fourth one is learning calisthenics. So this is a little bit more of a fitness kind of goal. I come from a background where like it's not technically calisthenics, but those of you that know what parkour is, I had a really big background in that, and like I loved always being on the bar swinging around and stuff, and I thought that was like the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Now, to make it more of a fitness thing, I noticed that like I get very bored quickly when I'm at the gym. So like I'm not saying that I don't love what I do. I love it, but I just like doing something that requires a little bit more technique and skill. So learning calisthenics is something that I'm looking forward to do, and to do more and talk less, like that's what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. It's a very, like, calisthenics is very hard.
Yeah.
because there's so many like complex kind of like techniques that you have to learn. But you know what? Like one thing that I learned from watching so many videos that I can't even like comprehend at this point anymore is they all said is just start. Like, don't overcomplicate it. What are the three basic movements? Think of powerlifting, for example. The three basic movements are squat, deadlift, and bench. You don't overcomplicate it. You don't try doing some next level stuff. You just do the basics. And then from there, you build up, you build up, you build up. So, yeah, learning calisthenics.
There you go. My fourth New Year goal is to work on my nutrition through tracking. So, every year, I've always been really into fitness and like fitness and health and working out. But what I slacked in the most was nutrition. And this kind of goes for both Eric and I. When you're in a relationship, you kind of just want to, you know, grab some chips, some ice cream, and sit down and watch a movie. But we're trying to do less of that this year. And it's been working pretty well, you know, involving more like outdoor time, going on walks. And even though it's cold right now, like we're still trying our hardest to get some movement, or whether that's, you know, cleaning inside, that gets your body moving instead of just like sitting on the couch, being a couch potato and watching Netflix all day, because I am so tired of that. That is not the lifestyle I'm trying to live.
It's you nice leave yourself to do... unfulfilled by just constantly watching something.
That doesn't get you anywhere in life, to be honest. Like if you're using it as a rest time, like at the end of the day or something, or, you know, some people watch TV while they're eating, that's fine. Like, I'll do that too. But to just be a couch potato for the whole day, no, I don't like that.
So, if that's the highlight of your day, then you definitely need to change.
Yes,
you need to change. As Joe Rogan likes to say.
But working on my nutrition, the reason I'm doing it through tracking is because, like, I've always said, I want to work on my nutrition, but, like, I haven't had any proof, right? So, through tracking, which I'm going to use my Fitness Pal, I'm going to try to be in a caloric deficit. I've tried caloric deficits before, but I don't think I've tried it for long enough where I've seen results. And that's the thing. You have to be consistent. This is where it ties into discipline. So that's going to also work on my discipline. So working on my nutrition through tracking and working on my nutrition through cooking at home. I'm going to try this year to... Last year, we ate out a lot. And being a student, you eat out so much because you gotta be on the go. And being a student, you have to be fast. But I'm gonna try this year to slow down and to focus on the things that are gonna make me better, which eating, you know, more nutritious meals are not only gonna improve my energy, my creativity, but also improve my overall health. So what's the point of, you know, getting an education if you're actually deteriorating your health and you're not going to, you know, God forbid, live that long? What's the point?
Use that education or some sort.
Yeah. So that's why working on my nutrition is a very important thing for me, and learning new and healthy, nutritious meals. There's so many TikTokers out there that do like really healthy, low calorie meals. Like, I'm not trying to like always look at the calorie thing. I'm just trying to like eat healthier. So I'll like go through TikTok and see some new recipes that are so good. So good. So I suggest you guys do the same.
Yeah.
But for our last and final New Year goal, Eric.
My final, well, I'm pretty sure it won't be my final goal, but our final goal is to become more lean slash lose body fat percentage.
Yes. And guys, this is key. He wants to lose body fat, not lose weight.
Yeah.
There's a big difference there.
I know a lot of these goals kind of sound very like general and stuff. And like, we're still kind of like fine tuning our stuff, but mm-hmm. we're trying to be, you know, kind of realistic and to be transparent with you guys. So like, we're taking you on this journey too, right? So like, I'm pretty sure like in a couple months down the road, we're going to come back to these goals and we're going to be a little bit more specific as we go. But to keep it kind of simple, it would be to just become more lean and like lose body fat. And kind of like what Sandra was saying, I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm just trying to lose body fat.
Yeah. And that's what everybody should be. That's what everyone's goal should be. If you're thinking of losing weight, you're actually trying to tell yourself you want to lose body fat.
But that's another topic
for another podcast. That's another podcast. So we don't want to get too much into it.
Yeah.
But for my final goal. It's to grow the podcast. Now, not only that, but recently I got into TikTok and I love to watch TikTok, and I would be able to sit on the couch and watch it every day and go through every single TikTok. But I don't want to just be the consumer. I want to be the producer as well. So.
That was deep.
Yeah, that was so deep. But I really want to try to grow on TikTok as well. I've personally tried like YouTube and like other platforms, and they just didn't stick.
I feel like the problem is you're trying to create a video that's 5 to 10 minutes long, and it's just like, for us at this time, it's not realistic. So having a TikTok where you're filming anywhere between 15 seconds to a minute.
Yeah.
It's more realistic. It's a little bit more realistic. Yeah. You know?
And I'm actually having more fun. So I'm going to try to not only grow the podcast by, you know, getting back into the routine of releasing a podcast every week, and, you know, getting more creative with our podcast. You know, before we do these podcasts, we have to sit down and figure out what we want to talk about. What are our tips? So that's one way to grow the podcast, and, you know, constantly sharing it on our social media, and hopefully others are sharing it as well, because that truly helps us. But also I'm going to try to grow my TikTok. I like making TikToks, so why not take it a little bit more seriously and, you know, see where it takes you. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't hurt to try. It's an uncomfortable feeling because it's something that, like, you know, I don't always, well, I never thought about doing TikTok. Like, I thought, like, posting a video here and there, you know, every few months or a few times in a year, but now I'm trying to do it on the daily. And that works on being consistent and working on my discipline as well. So I'm going to try it out. We'll see where that takes us. We're super excited for this new year. We're hoping this new year is much better than the last year and much more productive, more disciplined, and much more opportunities. That's what we want the most, kind of more opportunities, more open doors. I felt like last year we didn't have that as much, but these are our 5 goals for the new year. We hope that you guys enjoy this podcast. We hope that we kind of motivated you, but don't rely on motivation. We've talked about that.
It's more about dedication.
It's more about, yeah, dedication and discipline. And that's what this year is going to be about for us. You guys can always send us a DM and be like, this is my goals. Like, I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, we would love to see your guys' goals.
Yeah, or be like, you know, keep me accountable. I will do it for sure. And I'll be your accountability partner if anyone's looking, you know. Just send me a DM or text me, you know. And
I'm available, you know. I don't have an accountability partner.
So if anyone's looking for one, Eric's mostly available because he does not have one. But thank you so much, guys, for listening. We hope that this New Year podcast was kind of a good one to start the New Year off with. But we're so glad to be back. And, yeah.
We're ready to kill it this year.
We're ready to kill it. So look out for more videos. And shout out to our new image for our podcast.
Our profile.
Yes.
Our new image.
Yeah, our new image
for our podcast. I know, yeah, but it's our profile.
Our profile image. You guys know what I mean.
Our PP.
It's way better.
Profile picture.
And it was done by yours truly,
Sandra. Okay, I had some play into this.
No, we both, of course, but we did it. We did it ourselves, so I was super excited because it looks pretty good for a podcast image, not gonna lie. Like, we kind of like went through.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, we went through like different people's podcasts and we're like, we can do that. So we did our own and we're so happy. It's so much better than last year's podcast image. But when I first did that first image, guys, we were so hyped. Like, I loved that image. And now I look back on that and I'm like,
we're growing this season.
We're growing. So we need a new image. And yeah, that's how we kind of started this new year with a bang. So we hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.